Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio, the second hour with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and much happier place. And I know that with everyone's help working together, we can and will make this planet a better place. During our first hour, we had a fascinating interview with Dr. Angel Luis Fernandez about his fascinating conference he's having, the Conference of Peace and Light in the Dominican Republic from August 19th through the 21st. And it was followed by a fascinating interview, a really interesting interview with Mary Rodwell, coming to us live from Queensland, Australia, about her work with over 3,000 star children who've come from another planet to help us here on planet Earth. This second hour is going to be about love, the importance of love. We're going to get some really good advice, I think, from our first guest, Deborah Stelfox, followed by a wonderful lady named Emma Louise Hansen coming to us from Trondheim, Norway. Emma is a queen from the Andromeda Galaxy. She's in regular contact with benevolent humans in the Andromeda Galaxy, and she has many fascinating and profound and important messages to share with us regarding the need for love on this planet. Before we go on to our guests in a few minutes, I'd like to mention some wonderful events which are coming up. On June 8, 2016, Michiko Hayashi, the global director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan, will be giving an in-person presentation and water ceremony at the Artesian Springs in downtown Olympia, Washington, here in the United States, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Michiko was the administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto, to the famous Dr. Emoto, for 10 years before he passed away in 2014. She will also be dedicating a permanent memorial to Dr. Masaru Emoto's visit to the Springs in 2010. The event is free, and I hope you can all come. Then from June 10th through the 12th, I'll be having my second annual Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington. Here in the United States, off of exit 111 on Interstate 5. 111, for those of you interested, is an angelic number. And we'll have many wonderful speakers, including Scott Lemriel of the Save Race Agenda, who's had face-to-face contact with many benevolent advanced humans from the Galactic Alliance for the past 55 years. We're also having very fortunate to have world-famous scientist Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington, who will be giving a keynote speech at the conference. We have some also incredible people coming, including Garnet Schultheiser, a famous Canadian psychic who is the author of The Dance of Heavenly Bliss, Carolyn White, a well-known chakra and aura healer, Teresa Carroll, a wonderful Seattle psychic, Alfred Lebermott Weber, an international judge and UFO expert, Randy Kramer, who was with the American Secret Space Program for 20 years, and he actually lived on the planet Mars for 17 years. That'll be really interesting. Michiko Hayashi, of course, the director of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project, will be giving a presentation on Dr. Emoto's research on how our thoughts can and do affect water and the planet in general. And a wonderful gentleman named Seiichiro Yoshinouchi, I hope I pronounced that correctly. I call him Yoshi. He's a famous Japanese Hado therapist who will be demonstrating Hado machines during the conference. These Hado machines are really fascinating. They go into other dimensions and also into past lives to help diagnose and treat almost any physical or spiritual condition. That'll be on Sunday for that event on Sunday, June 12th. And if you miss the event, you would have to go to Tokyo to get the same kind of demonstration. But if you can come, this will be, I think, a once in a lifetime experience to experience these Hado machines. They are incredible devices, and I urge you to come. The cost for the 3-day event is just $197 with discounts for students and low income. And if you'd like to register, please visit the website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com, or you can call me here in the United States at area code 509-750-9793, or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm also looking for a couple of people who would like to volunteer to help me with the conference, who would like to help out in staffing the event the weekend of the conference, and also like to market the event. If you'd like to help, you'll get a free psychic reading from me as much as you want, and free admission to the conference. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or again, just please call me at 509-750-9793. A couple other conferences coming up. There's the Dreamers Conference in Finland, of which I'll be a keynote speaker at, May 12th through the 15th, 2016. The conference is in Helsinki, and the cost is only €60, or about $65 a day. Their website for registration is www.dreamers, D-R-E-M-E-R-S, ERS.fi. It will have some of the most profound and interesting people and scientists in the world coming, and I think you'll find it fascinating. If you're in Europe or would like to go there, I urge you to attend. Also, in Montreal, Canada, there will be the 41st Annual IIIHS Conference, hosted by Dr. Marilyn Rosler in wonderful Montreal, Canada, from August 12th through the 19th. Their website for registration information is www.oneness-in-spirit.org. That's O. NESSINSPIRIT.org. And with that, I'd like to go to my first guest, Deborah Stelfox, who's right here in Seattle in the United States. She's a divine matchmaker, and she's a numerologist, a career intuitive coach, and a love and relationship coach and matchmaker. Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ted.
Wonderful, wonderful. With that, I'd like to play this song from the Beatles quickly for 30 seconds and then go into your interview. All You Need Is Love. Thank you. That was the Beatles, All You Need Is Love. And with that, I'd like to introduce to my many listeners around the world, Deborah Stelfox from here in Seattle. Deborah, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ted. It's always a pleasure to be with you and have a little segment you and I lovingly call Love Bites. Isn't love the most powerful energy in the universe? And so wonderful to focus on it and allow our attention to just be with that amazing vibration.
It is. It is. And my friend and colleague Emma Louise Hansing will be talking about the need for more love on this planet in a few minutes.
Well, amen to that. And I'm going to take a few minutes here and remind all of us some of the blocks that we can routinely do that we don't think about very much, and mm-hmm. I'm here to remind us about one that absolutely probably every human on earth is guilty of, mm-hmm. and it's called lying.
Oh.
And sometimes we fib, sometimes we tell little small lies, sometimes we tell big fat ones. Ted, there's a reason that 50% of the people are getting divorced, right?
I think you're right.
There's a lot of reasons, and mm-hmm. cheating, addictions, abuse, change in priorities, those are some of the big ones, but in the top five, dishonesty is also up there. And so sometimes I sit and reflect, wow, if there's so many of us wanting and needing love and acceptance so much that we feel enough pressure to where we're actually going to kind of distort the truth, twist the truth, and so forth. And there was a little scene, okay, on a movie that a lot of us remember. It was with Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson. It was mm-hmm. called Something's Gotta Give. Did you ever see that one?
I do remember the movie. I do remember
it. Yeah, and okay. They get intimate, right? Because
sure.
he was her daughter's lover. Mm-hmm. But then he switches to her. She's a writer on the sea, right, in mm-hmm. her own beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, they take space. They've been intimate. They take space, and all of a sudden, she's catching him at a restaurant on a date with another woman, and so she mm-hmm. runs out of the restaurant down the street. He runs out after her. So here's Jack Nicholson chasing her, and he goes, I have never lied to you. I have always told you some version of the truth.
Oh, no. Wasn't...
And she turns around and goes, the truth doesn't have version, okay?
Didn't he say that famous line in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that you can't handle the truth?
That's possible.
I think he did,
that's,
yeah.
That's possible.
Funny he said that.
But, you know, there's
yeah.
so much around this.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I've always told you some version of the truth. And
some version.
You know, it's amazing how yeah. we get caught in ways of you know, kind of controlling a response. You know, we're conveniently telling our side of the story, which somehow, funnily enough, leaves out something small but significant detail about something we brought to the table. I mean, even us light workers have done that. And sometimes we lie by omission.
Right.
Because perhaps somebody has intimidated us enough. And I think it's good for us to take a look at ourselves and go, wow, are we telling any lies or fibs? Mm-hmm. Or has somebody intimidated, or are we intimidating anybody to where they would feel like twisting or distorting the truth a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe this little, what it's called, a sin of omission, and it's easy to just kind of go along and omit this little part or that. The other big one is exaggerating. And when someone is consistently exaggerating to such an extent that they're believing their own lies, that gets into a clinical problem. And that's just, you know, off the grid here of what we're talking about, but that's known as a psychopathic liar or a compulsive liar.
Does that apply to some of our politicians here in the United States?
Well,
I'm not gonna
boy, could we use more love through that process. And you want to talk about blockage, and aren't we doing well as a populace, having evolved to the level of consciousness where we have manifested as a group at least two candidates, Trump and Bernie Sanders, who at least are bucking the establishment. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, in this instance, what I'm trying to say here, whether what their politics are. We don't want to analyze that. We're not using the show for that. But I think it is absolutely fascinating that we've gotten to a point where somebody wants to call out the lying and the deception. And who wants to be lied to?
Well, that's true.
I mean, Ted, you have, all of us, I mean, come on, you and I have been around the block. We have felt the energy of betrayal. Have we not?
It's true.
And nobody wants it. So then I think the good thing to do is ask ourselves. And the main reason why is because lies undermine the glue that holds the relationship together. It puts a smudge on it.
You know,
and so it's good for us to root it out and deal with it.
Dr. Emoto, he did those wonderful, those water crystal photographs. And when they put the words like truth, it created these beautiful water crystals under the microscope. But when they put dishonesty or lying, the crystals would disappear and they get these ugly, ugly patterns.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah, it would reflect itself in the crystalline structure of the water.
I love that. And there's so many dimensions of this. And that study would be so interesting to do on, you know, if a little twist or a white lie, if it wasn't even noticed. Because actually, there is a whole thing I'm big on, Ted. I call it honesty destroys truth. And it's when we would be so jarring to somebody with being blunt, you know, blunt force, blunt trauma, and hitting someone over the head with something in a way or a time that isn't the best feedback for that particular moment, then that's a loss for immortality, really, because it smashes the collective consciousness when you smash somebody's heart with being honest. So you're honest to a point, but you haven't upheld truth. Do you get it?
I understand. Sometimes as a psychic, I see, for example, negative things coming for an individual. And so what I do, I try to couch it in terms of choices for that individual. And I say, if you do this, this will probably happen. But if you do this, this will probably happen. Now, it's your choice what will happen. You know, that's how I try to couch it.
I love that. I love that. And it's important. And as far as, you know, because this is coming up because I've had clients, okay, where it's a really tough one when you suspect your partner of actually telling you lies.
Right.
Especially if you think they might be cheating.
Right.
But then if they're lying in other ways, like with bank accounts, and then all of a sudden they aren't letting you look at their cell phone, that's a huge red flag. And I want to just remind all of us that, in my opinion, we can't fix a liar, because you know why? We don't have the power to change anybody else.
The only person who can change is themselves.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And so my call out today is for all of us in our hearts, if we want to go from, you know, a lower level of love to great big love, it can really keep us in a more mediocre place of
love if we
aren't completely honest with ourselves, if we aren't honest with our partners, especially in committed relationships. Dating is rampant, just like in politics, but especially online dating, which that we could do a whole three shows on that alone. But the most thoughtful thing I want to leave with us today is assess. Go back after the show and assess the ways that you might be actually not being completely honest with yourself and tricking yourself into believing you're exercising more than you you really are.
Sure.
Or you think your nutrition is better than it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, is that little kind of like sloppiness in any way going out into your relationship with your committed significant other, your spouse, your new person you're dating that you're really feeling quite strongly about? And you've been hiding something. Is this time to bring it forward to the light of day in a loving, safe way with feedback?
That's true.
So all we can do is be a personal example, right?
That's right.
That's right, all Deborah. We can do. And so if we clean ourselves up, you know, a little more within ourselves, maybe it'll brush off on somebody else. And one more thought here, too. A great book that I absolutely love. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz, and he wrote The Four Agreements.
Oh, yeah.
And his first agreement is be impeccable with your word.
Well, that's good. That's
so I'm going to say in being impeccable with our word on every level and then allowing that to come into relationship, that will contribute to a bigger quality and state of love in your life and then radiate to the planet.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Deborah, how do people reach you, by the way?
People can reach me, and I want to leave my phone number because right now I'm doing a new website, and so I can't give that out, but my phone number is what I'd like to leave, 425-788-8187.
Okay.
Again, it's 425-788-8187.
Okay.
And I'm sure on your website somehow you have emails and all the rest of it.
I do. The rest of that contact information is there. Well,
okay.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your beautiful words of wisdom about love. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, darling, and have a great show because you have a really fun guest on next.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, darling. Have a great day of love.
Right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Deborah Stelfox from here in Seattle. She's a wonderful numerologist and love coach. And if you have questions about love, I urge you to contact her. Our next guest is Emma Louise Hansen, coming to us live from Trondheim, Norway. Emma is not from this planet. She's from the Andromeda Galaxy. And she's a wonderful lady, and I'm so happy to have her on today. Emma, are you there?
Hello, Ted.
Hi, Emma. Can you hear us okay?
Hear you very clearly.
Okay, let me make sure. Eric, is the sound level okay? Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, Emma, I want to thank you so much for coming today. And could you tell us a little bit about your background and your contacts with the Andromeda Galaxy?
Yeah, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Ted.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
All the work that you are doing for this world.
Well, thank you. I shall appreciate that. It's my sole purpose in trying to raise consciousness and make this planet a better place, and I really appreciate your support.
Yeah. Well, I'm living here in Norway, working as a nurse in my daily life, and I have the gift of communicating with my soul and my higher self and with Mother Earth and Father Sky and every elements around us and even civilizations in other realms around our galaxy and even beyond. So I also remember very many past lives that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember very, very much a life that I had in the Andromeda Galaxy. And it was actually the... it was in the time when the Andromeda Galaxy went up in extinction. So it was a very special time. And the reason that I'm remembering that life is because I'm here on Earth right now to help with the ascension of this Earth.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. I know when we communicated earlier in the week that you had some messages from your Andromeda friends about the need for love on this planet.
Yes, they have a couple of things. They actually said to me that the things that I wrote down now is only 1% of the things that they are going to give me later for my book. So.
Okay, wonderful. All right, great.
I was, wow, that's, I thought it was a lot what they gave me. But I just have to correct you a little bit, Ted. You, in your introduction, you said that I am a queen from Andromeda. That is not correct, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but it's okay. But I'm not the queen.
Well, I hold you in high regard, and I've always thought of you as kind of, you know, having a high status from Andromeda, that you've come here to help humanity, so.
Yeah. Well, we are all souls from Source anyway, so.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, they are telling us this. Dear souls of the highest, purest light of love, we of the white throne of the enlightened Andromeda galaxy, whispers of the energy of love, earthlings and many other races, during their journey to remember who they truly are, has not yet remembered the energy of love and how it is in its higher form. For you, it has been about good or bad. The love leading to jealousy and possessiveness are a destructive energy and has nothing to do with love. Love that is resting in the scorch of selfish desire is not made of the energy of love. The energy of love cannot be measured in emotion. It is not a state of mind, but a state of being that energy of love. As when a father and a mother see the child for the first time, that is being. It is about embracing a higher energy from source. Later, all the detachment and all the confusing emotions come into mind, and the real pure love energy is starting to be scattered into a carousel from mind to heart, heart to mind. To understand pure energy of love is being free, feeling free. To channel energy of love can cure all diseases, all hate, all that is destructive of a mind ruled world. In your world today, you see all sorts of humans around you doing despicable things to living souls. Whether they are represented as the soil, the air, the water, the fire, the trees, the flowers, the minerals or animals, or the humans. And you are all wondering, how can this happen? We will tell you this. You are only observing it all from your mind. Your mind is like a labyrinth of tricks and traps. If you channel the energy of love, you will see it all from a higher perspective. Let us say that love is like water flowing as life force through our human body. And all the despicable things you see is a force called hate. Hate is like fire. You can't fight fire with fire, but you can fight fire with water. Also, love. You don't need to understand or to like the act of hate, but please don't hate the messenger of war. Love him or her and send them so much love energy and don't go into the halls of hate. From a higher perspective, this energy will enter the human cells of the hater into the memories of the soul and he will start to wake up and feel this love. The haters, which are souls from source like we all are, will be enlightened and all enlightened humans will do no harm to life. The wise who channel the energy of love pray for the highest good for all living souls, and nothing can exist without love. In Kaya Lana, go in peace. That was their message for today. Isn't it amazing?
My goodness, it's very profound what they said. One of the most important things that they said was that you can't fight fire with fire. You can fight fire with water. And if fire is the hatred, then and water is the love, then you can fight hatred with love.
Yeah. It's just a symbolic way. Mm-hmm. You know, fire is not hate. I just want to say that.
And then you also said that in the energy of love, jealousy and possession is destructive. But to get out of that, then you try to raise your vibrations into a higher state of love with higher energy.
Yeah. So I can tell you this, instead of, you know, I was thinking about this when I got the message, and I had two dogs in front of me. They want to lie up in top of the PC.
Oh, they did. How funny.
I think they were all almost about to eat Mary Rodwell from the computer when she was talking.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They just love the frequency, you know. When I got this message, I understood that all this, you know, all these evil things that is happening in this world today.
Right.
You can... let me take something that is very sore for people to talk about.
Okay.
And it's been a very, you know, hard way for me to understand too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's people that's harming children.
Oh yeah.
In different kinds of ways.
Okay.
And of course, my human mind think it's very despicable.
Right.
And I really don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand that I don't need to like it with my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the best thing I can do for all children mm-hmm. and for all the humans or whoever it is that are hurting a child or hurting a grown-up also
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. is to actually send them this being of love, this energy that is kind of a being. It's not just an emotion. It's not me sitting here and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. I have to be that love.
I
have to go into it. I have to meditate myself into it. I have to be completely aware
mm-hmm.
of the zero point that I am in right there and then. And suddenly I will feel energy. And then I can start to just send this energy into these people.
Mm-hmm.
With this energy, I don't need to talk to them. I don't need to be around them. I don't need to say that, hey, I understand you. I accept it, because I don't need to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to be this energy and send it to them. And this energy will go into the water in their bodies, and it will start to transform them from the inside. And, you know, even scientists are starting to understand this.
Mm-hmm.
I recently read about a research from the Aerospace Institute of Stuttgart in Germany,
mm-hmm.
Where their research support the theory that water has memory. And the research say that water retains an imprint of water, what water have been exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these experiments that they used different kinds of flower types
mm-hmm.
into water, and every flower gave an imprint on the water that was different from the others. And they also did it with food, they did it with all kinds of different things. And it was really special to see. And I was also thinking about the work of Imoto Masuro.
Yes.
And we have started now to see that science is actually backing up this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Water has such a healing energy. And we really need to start to think about our intentions, what we are doing with our this energy, this being, this state of zero point love that mm-hmm. we can be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I also heard Mary Rothwell talking about the children that are saying that we have no idea what we as human beings can really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that is so true. I mean, I have already learned to morph myself. I've already learned to change my body structure.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I can heal people only through the water in their body.
Mm-hmm.
I can heal myself. I can heal animals, I can talk to animals, I can talk to every mineral and plant and the sun and the air and the water and everything.
Mm-hmm.
All of this I have done because I have been meditating and focusing and going into the zero point in myself.
Wonderful.
And I'm really concentrated.
Wonderful.
And you know, man consists, you know, average man consists of 60% of water, mm-hmm. women are 50%, children around 77%,
mm-hmm.
and seniors, they have the lowest proportion of water, which is an average of about 45%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in a human body, you have the muscle tissue, it has a water percent of around 75%, blood contains 83%,
mm-hmm.
body fat around 25% water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can ditch all those diets, can't you? You can just, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And has 22% of water. I mean, you can heal bones with just that knowledge.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, the surface of the earth is about 70-75%, I think. And newborns are born into this world with 80%.
Well, I have to tell you that you'll be meeting, you're going to the Dreamers Conference in Finland in about 3 weeks, and you'll be meeting Michiko Hayashi, who's the global director of the Moto Peace Project. Wonderful lady, does wonderful work with children around the world. And also Professor Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists. Professor Pollack has just written a book called The Fourth Phase of Water on his scientific evidence that water actually does have memory as well. And both of those will be at the Dreamers Conference. That'll be for those of you in Europe who'd like to go. That's on it's on May 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. The cost is only 60 euros per day. Actually, it's open to the public on the 14th and 15th. And I urge you all to come if you can get to Helsinki. And also, too, both Michiko Hayashi and Professor Pollack will be keynote speakers at my own conference called the Galactic Wisdom Conference here in the United States in Olympia, Washington, off of exit 111 off of Interstate 5. The website for that is www.galacticwisdomconference.com. That's June 10, 11, and 12. And, of course, they'll be demonstrating the Hado machines, which program just real quick, what they'll do is they'll test your vibrational rate, Emma, to see if you're out of sync, if you have any physical or spiritual problem, and then they'll program water to raise your vibrational rate to the correct frequency to correct any spiritual or physical problem. And it's an amazing technique. Dr. Emoto, before he passed away in 2014, had used it successfully on over 10,000 patients in Japan. So, but going back to water has memory, I agree with you totally, absolutely totally. And please continue. I wanted to footnote what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm very happy to hear all the information you came with now. And I'm so happy to come to Finland, and I just can't wait. Mm. I mean, I've been waiting so long now. So
Good.
Well, I have good. To... tell you, I have my friend with me here tonight, Marietta.
Oh, yes. Hello.
She's sitting here.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
you know, I started to program the water for my dogs a long, long time ago. Mm-hmm. And Marietta, she heard what I was doing, so she started to do the same thing with her cat's water. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not sure, but everyone that is listening and have cats and dogs and, you know, animals that they need to change the water to, they all always know that they have to wash the bowl that they have the water in because it gets a little bit slimy in the bowl.
Sure.
Yeah. And what we noticed was that when we actually blessed this water, every time that we was thinking, oh, it's time to wash the bowl again, it was no slime in it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So
that's a good proof, I think.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, one of the most incredible things that, of course, Dr. Emoto found is that, as you said, we're all water, and we have the same proportion of water in our bodies, Emma, that the earth has, so that since our thoughts can affect water in a positive way, so it's good to keep positive thoughts. And he was especially focused on love and gratitude. And this is what Michiko, of course, works with her Emoto Peace Project children's books, teaching kids around the world the valuable lessons of love and gratitude. And the hope is that if you teach children between the ages of 3 to 12, the valuable lessons of love and gratitude, then when they get older, they will much more likely be wanting to live in harmony with each other and the planet, too, to create a much more beautiful place.
Yes. And that is so true. I mean, we are living here together. We are not just humans living here. We are all souls living here together. I mean, all the elements, they are souls. I mean, all this... the minerals, the flowers, everything around us, the soil, everything is soul. So even the earth, the planet that we are living on is a huge goddess. I mean, the sky above us is an amazing god. I mean,
oh, yeah.
We are all souls from the source. Mm-hmm. And And we are living in many, many different dimensions, and we are living in different dimensions at the same time. And, you know, it's been a lot of talk lately. Some people are saying that there are only, you know, one dimension because it's just an illusion and blah, blah, blah. But that's actually not true, because the dimension is not something that's physical, but it is a state of being.
Mm-hmm.
And the dimension are actually a picture or an image of our own consciousness and our awareness.
Mm-hmm.
I am living in the fifth dimension most of the day, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And that is many, many people on this earth are actually doing that right now.
That's true.
And I also wanted to say something, because I got this message when Mary was when Mary and you were talking about this doom and gloom,
right? Mm-hmm. Sure.
I had this little funny guy standing next to me, and his name is Embrett. He's a very small little guy. He's not from this planet, and he's a very smart guy. Mm-hmm. But he has a lot of humor, and he's coming with me to Helsinki.
Oh, good.
And he just said that, well, why should all the children and other spiritual enlightened masters have come to this planet if there was nothing, no point in it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if that's it true. Really was doom and gloom, then the world would have gone under a long time ago.
Well, you know, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
But what is actually happening on this planet is that we are going toward spiritually, but physically ascension on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the planet that we will live in or live on in a couple of years from now will not be the same as it is today.
No.
Because everyone on this planet now are actually raising consciousness. Whether they like it or not, whether they are aware of it or not. Some are very aware and some are not. And some people even, you know, I could use a man that is spoken a lot about lately, that is coming from your country, Ted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's Donald Trump.
Hmm. Yes, I've heard of him. I've heard of him.
Well, I can tell that he is, and this is coming from a very high consciousness, okay?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
maybe not everyone will understand this, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of levels to really understand the information I'm saying right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But Donald is actually a very high evolved soul.
Mm-hmm.
And he has come down to this planet with the role of playing a real cosmic clown.
Interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
Everything that man do is really pushing the buttons in many, many people around the world today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it has actually been a campaign, a world campaign.
Mm-hmm.
To get people to write down that they don't, agree with the way that he's speaking about people and his opinions and all that says something about a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's that big that he's getting so many people together to come together and share their opinions. And what is actually happening is that there is happening an awareness raising in people. So he's here to, like it or not, to raise awareness.
That's true. He is.
In a very despicable way.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, yeah.
That's a very, very interesting point.
I just have to say this before you say what you are going to say.
Sure.
It's all about, are you seeing things from your mind, or are you seeing things from the zero point in the love energy?
Mm. Wow. Interesting. 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 One of the people that I had on my show, it was about 3 weeks ago, was, I had several people on from Telos in the inner earth. One was called Adama, who's the third highest priest in Telos underneath Mount Shasta. And then I also had another very interesting man named Zora and Zariah, a couple from the inner earth. And they all had the same message, beautiful message, Emma. They said, always think with your heart mind because you'll never go wrong. Don't think so much logically because logic is part of the third dimension. But if you always think with your heart mind based upon love, whatever decision you make, you'll always make the right choice.
Yes. That is true.
You know, and also, too, you made another important point, and your friends in the Andromeda Galaxy also made an important point that if everything was going to collapse and we were going to have World War III and there was going to be Armageddon and basically that we were all going to die, then why would we be contacted by these ascended masters? Why would we be getting benevolent extraterrestrial help from off-planet that Mary Rodwell was talking about last hour, that I know that the Galactic Alliance is coming in to clean up Fukushima. I was there a week ago. The radiation, much of it's been cleaned up across the Pacific. They haven't cleaned it up totally because they want us to play a hand in the cleanup through our prayers and our own spiritual evolution. They've told me, the Galactics have told me, that if they came in and cleaned up Fukushima completely, then we wouldn't learn our lesson, and then there'd be the chance of repeating everything all again. So we have to learn our lesson, but they are helping us, and they're not going to let us commit suicide. And I think our future is very bright. I think the timeline changed after Fukushima. And so for our children, our children's children, we have truly a beautiful, bright future ahead of us.
Yes, we have. Mm-hmm. That is 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, if you are sitting and watching the news, and you are watching the news with your mind, right, you will see all the despicable things in the world.
Right.
And you will be afraid. You will feel fear. And you will start to think about doom and gloom and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you raise your consciousness, you will actually understand that if you are seeing what's happening in the world today,
right,
from a much higher level, from a heart level,
mm-hmm,
you will understand that everything, despite how much our mind don't like it,
mm-hmm,
everything is happening for a higher reason.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone that is here have volunteered freely. Everyone.
That's true. We have.
Yeah.
Everyone
has. Okay. Yeah. And it is okay to go, you know, to be mad and to just go for a walk and, you know, yell to the skies and see why the beep, beep, beep did I go into this? Just mm-hmm. do it. Just get it out of your system and then go back to your
mm-hmm.
heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wanted to ask you, we've got about 15 minutes or 14 minutes left, and I wanted to ask you, what kinds of things, if we make the right choices, have your friends in the Andromeda Galaxy said about the future for humanity on this planet?
Well, they have shown me that, you know, in my book, I'm writing about the ascension of the Andromeda Galaxy. So mm-hmm. what happened to them will happen here too.
Mm-hmm.
We will ascend. The whole Earth will ascend and everything will be very, very different. And mm-hmm. I completely understand that it's very different, difficult to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And even for me, sometimes I think it's difficult to believe. I mean, I have entered a human body while I'm here,
mm-hmm.
with all the emotions it comes with. But they have shown me a Earth that is very full of colors, very full of high consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Souls living in a seer point in themselves, mm-hmm. with understanding of the elements around them,
mm-hmm.
Understanding of the harmony, understanding of very high biologically technology and etherically technology. There will be nothing here that is hurting anything living at all.
Wow, beautiful. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. I've often wondered, what do people look like in the Andromeda Galaxy? I've heard that they have blue skin and they live for 3,000 years and they communicate telepathically.
Yeah, they absolutely communicate telepathically. There are, in the Andromeda Galaxy, there are different races, actually. There is one water planet where they have this blue skin.
Mm-hmm.
And they are living both under and over the water, but most of the planet is actually water.
Fascinating.
And the planet that, that I lived on, mm-hmm. we are very tall there,
mm-hmm.
very slim, and have a very high, slim neck. I actually think there is some creatures from the second Star Wars movie mm-hmm. that is actually very, very alike.
Really? Fascinating. Wow.
We have this illuminating white skin
mm-hmm.
and really big eyes. And when you look into the eyes, it looks like it's like a galaxy in the eyes.
Really? Wow. Amazing.
So very, very beautiful, I think. Mm-hmm. Very, very different from the human body, but mm-hmm. very tall. We're about, I think... I'm not so familiar with feet, but I think it's about, well, they say 5 to 7 feet, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So very tall.
Very tall. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And also I've been told, too, that as we spiritually progress on this planet, we'll live longer. And I know in the Bible there's references to us living for several hundred years.
Yes, of course, because we will know exactly how to... transform our own body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We are very close, actually, because all this knowledge about water now,
mm-hmm.
I mean, and the knowledge about I'm going to talk about that in Finland, actually, about true meditation, because meditation is not just sitting around and be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
The meditation that I'm going to talk about is let's say that you have a flower in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and first you are using a lot of time focusing on that flower, and you are almost consuming the smell and the colors and the form and everything. And after a while, you start to feel the flower. You can almost feel what the flower are feeling yeah. and saying to you, and then mm-hmm. you will start hearing the flower, and mm-hmm. then you will start becoming the flower.
Mm-hmm.
And you will start to becoming one with everything
mm-hmm.
and will reach your zero point.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. when you're doing that, you can actually just change everything about yourself. And that is what's going to happen in the future. People will just heal themselves. And right now, in this time, it's very important to have to use prayers as a healing way,
mm-hmm.
only toward the water, but toward everything around us, everything that is alive. When I'm walking out in the forest with my dogs, I talk to everything around me. I mm-hmm. just talk to them, I praise them, I bless them, I love them, I caress them, you know. That's something everyone can do.
I want to tell you on that note, it's very interesting you bring that up, Emma, because there's a book written by, I think it's a 2 or 3 volume series by Dolores Cannon before she passed away, a wonderful American psychic, and she wrote, the series of books was called The Convoluted Universe. I believe it's in volume 2 of that series where she talks about what this planet Earth was like perhaps at the time of Atlantis, where people actually were able to communicate telepathically with other animals, birds, and plants as well, and so they did a lot of prayers. And what you're saying now, if you say prayers and you talk to the animals and talk to the trees, that they will understand and what they will pick up on that. And so you're doing a lot of help to the planet to say prayers to the planet and to the animals and plants here as well as to the water.
Yeah. Everything that is alive, you can talk to everything that is alive.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
mm-hmm. How exciting, isn't it, to find a rock and just sit down and talk to the rock and just let the rock tell you all the things that it has experienced in life.
Amazing.
Amazing.
that's a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom. So I know that it's strange for many people, but believe me, it is possible, and it will be possible for everyone. And, you know, I heard that Mary was talking about that it's special that all this knowledge is coming from the children, because the children haven't read so many books. And
right. They don't have any fear. There's no fear.
And I'm so grateful for my for the way I was growing up, because I was they were keeping me away from television, from radio, from books. And I was I was much out in the nature and on the sea, and I do see movies today and I enjoy that and everything, but I have kind of kept these abilities from when I was a child, and I haven't lost it. So I'm very, very grateful and thankful for that.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I watch a little TV here in the United States, not much. Much of the news is controlled, and much of it's negative too. So I try to stay away from it, you know, and think with my heart mind. You know, I have to tell you, Emma, as you've been talking, my entire studio has lit up in this beautiful white angelic light again. It lit up at the beginning of the hour with the last hour with Mary Rodwell, and it's lit up again with you on my program again. So thank you. My angels are happy you're on today.
Yes, thank you so much to your angels. And I also want to thank everyone that is listening. Everyone that is listening with their hearts, and also everyone that is listening with their minds. I know that some people will be a little bit provocated. Is it what you're saying?
Perhaps hard to understand. Hard to accept. I think that's part of it.
Yes.
Hard to accept.
But just know that it's okay. It's all okay. It's just part of the journey. And, you know, we don't need to know everything right now.
Right, right. Well, this I've been told by my other guests on my show during the last couple of months that this planet is slated for ascension, and everyone here. And most of us will be going to a far higher and much higher state of being through this change. But for people on this planet who can't evolve and refuse to go along with the higher vibrations, I've been told that there is another Earth-like planet in a lower vibration that's been reserved for them, which they'll go, and they'll work up their karma there. But as far as this planet goes, this planet Gaia is pretty tired of all the wars and the pollution and everything. And one of the speakers I'm having actually at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on June 10, 11, 12, will be a famous Canadian psychic and medium named Garnet Schultheiser. He's written a wonderful book called The Dance of Heavenly Bliss. And in that, he actually talks to Mother Earth. And the conversations he has with her is just fascinating. He says, Mother, the planet actually is alive. And the planet itself is very tired of all the pollution and wars on the planet. And when there's earthquakes or there's so-called natural disasters, this is a way that the planet is trying to wake us up to get on a better spiritual and more enlightening, higher vibrational path.
That is absolutely true. And I can say, I can back that up 100%, because that is exactly the same thing that she's saying to me. And Mother Earth and I, we are laughing a lot together.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She needs to laugh. So
absolutely,
we are making a lot of jokes about everything that is happening, and that is actually helping her a lot.
Oh, good.
And she is saying that when I am making my earth shakes, I am shaking my body to get rid of the fleas.
Oh, wow. Well, I know there was a tremendous set of earthquakes in Kyushu in southern Japan here recently, and I just want to send out some prayers to them as well. And if we could say this quick prayer for Kyushu and the water around Fukushima. Water, we're sorry. Please forgive us. We love you and we thank you. If you could say that three times. Water, we're sorry. Please forgive us. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. And again, water, we're sorry. Please forgive us. Water, we love you. And water, we thank you to really help. Emma, I'm really looking forward to seeing you in Helsinki in a couple of weeks. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on the air today. You've given a beautiful message of love to all of my listeners around the world.
Thank you so much for having me on and having my friends on. And thank you so much for all the beautiful work you're doing. And thank you so much for everyone listening.
Okay, thank you so much, Emma. I'd like to finish this hour with the Beatles song, All You Need Is Love.